Hey, my name is David Gunger, and welcome to a special episode of The Check-In. This week, we'll be learning about a new project in collaboration with the Good Shepherd Music Collective and with Telos. In June of 2013, I went with my friend Aaron Nyquist and a group of musicians to Bethlehem, where we played at a festival for peace. Soon after, I found myself in Jerusalem, meeting with Todd Dethridge, and not knowingly, joining my first Telos trip. That trip would change my life. I went back to the Holy Land 3 times after that trip, not because I wanted to visit holy sites, but because I wanted to go back to the friends that I had met, people who were suffering and persevering for peace, who were helping shape my own imagination on what the world could be like. I remember one particular trip, standing at the top of the Mount of Olives with a tour guide. As we walked down the hill, we read from the gospel text where Jesus looked over the city of Jerusalem and wept, for they did not know that peace could be attained right then. I remember looking at the tombs, the graves that were in front of us that were Jewish graves. And then as you made your way towards the city, it turned into Christian graves and Muslim graves. And the stories of each one of the religions told about this sacred place. For the Jews, their Messiah would come down this hill. For the Christians, the Messiah would come down this hill, and in hope one day he may return on this hill. At the end of time, in this apocalyptic vision, Jesus would return on this hill. Each religion that all had ties to Abraham, in some form or another, waiting for peace, longing for it. I remember I got back from that trip and I couldn't write any music about my experience. Everything that I tried to write felt pale. Months had passed and I was getting ready for the Advent season. I was going on a tour and I heard my daughter sit down on the piano. At the time, she was only 2 years old, and she played 3 notes. Those 3 notes somehow put me back on that spot, that exact hill on top of the Mount of Olives. And I thought of my friends. From there, I wrote a song called Yahweh, and it kind of launched me into a brand new way of writing music. I had come from a place where most of the music that I wrote was religious. However, for this next album, I found that I wanted to write about peacemaking. Peacemaking is all about crossing lines of difference. Now, I wanted to create music that wasn't just for my own tribe. My childhood friend John and I have a little band called The Brilliance, and we wrote a song called Brother, and it did what we hoped it would do. It started getting sung by communities outside of our own community, and even being played on different playlists in places like Starbucks. And I'll never forget when I walked into my children's public elementary school in New York City, and at their concert, their choir sang, Brother. When I look into the face of my enemy, I see my brother. I knew after these trips and after I'd kind of written that album that I wanted to create music that always inspired empathy for one another. Telos not only inspired my own personal journey, but it also inspired my community in New York City called Good Shepherd. Good Shepherd has gone on trips with Telos, and Greg and Todd and the entire staff have helped facilitate trainings around the principles and practices of peacemaking. Last fall, I was at our Telos staff retreat in Selma, Alabama, where as a team, we were trying to think of creative ways in which we could help communities engage with our principles and practices of peacemaking. I thought about my own community and how oftentimes the best way to wrestle with truth is actually through a conversation with art. During COVID, my church called Good Shepherd was no longer able to meet in person. And so we started a digital church service on YouTube. And I called up a lot of different musicians that I knew from around the world and had them help me curate music for our church community. Now, we had such a good time with it that I started a thing called Bandcamp, where we would go to Texas at a place called Sonic Ranch, where we would try to record a lot of different artists as well as create music for my church. Now, I was thinking at this staff retreat in Selma How could my own community engage with the principles and practices of peacemaking? I knew that I wanted to create art for our community to engage with the principles and practices of peacemaking. And so I called a friend. I called my friend Stephen Purcell, who is the director of Laity Lodge, and told him my idea about trying to gather some different musicians and songwriters to write songs around the principles and practices of peacemaking. Laity Lodge is a sacred place, and they opened up their doors to us and welcomed us with so much hospitality. And we went there and we wrote over 18 songs in 3 days. We ate amazing food. We had a wonderful time of rest and recorded all these demos. A month later, we went to Sonic Ranch. Sonic Ranch is an amazing studio outside of El Paso, Texas. I gathered my favorite musicians and my favorite singers in Sonic Ranch, where we got together and we recorded a lot of music. Over the course of the next few months, we're going to be releasing singles as well as releasing a full-length record around our principles and practices of peacemaking. Side by Side is our first single, and it focuses on the principle of relationship, that authentic relationships across lines of difference fuel transformation. Intentionally cultivating relationships and friendships across lines of difference provides space for individual transformation. It nurtures empathy and humility and emphasizes the humanity of those different from us. This song is called Side by Side. It was written by Liz Weiss, Tyler Chester, James Pake, and our good friend Jimmy at the Laity Lodge. This demo has Liz Weiss and James Pake singing. After you hear the demo, you're going to get to hear Dee Wilson and Charles Jones sing the final version.
Dear friend, you're weary, you're worried and hurt. Life's got you on your knees, can't get up from the dirt.
Don't have to go it alone. I'll walk with you if you want.
Same old world, walking different streets. I wonder when our paths will meet. Side by side.
They say looking in, but don't we want the same thing? We want peace in the end. I'm learning, you're learning too. I want to hear it from you.
Side by side,
I'd rather be side.
Living the same old world, walking different streets.
why I kept going back to Israel and Palestine. Because of these relationships, because of these deep friendships that were formed from these trips. Diverse relationships ground our ideologies, our theologies, and politics in the humanity and lived experience of others. They open up the possibility for communal, societal, and systematic change. Side by Side emphasizes the importance of working through partnership. This can be done in all different types of ways. It can be done through a Telos table group, creating the opportunity for organic, authentic relationship, or it can be done in your own community, where perhaps you and a group of friends go to a different part of your own city or community to collaborate on a shared project. I hope that all of these songs inspire you to create and use your imagination for good. This song is called Side by Side, and you're going to notice how much the production changes. At Sonic Ranch, we recorded live to tape. You can check out a video of this performance on our own social media, as well as wherever you stream music. You can listen to this brand new single called Side by Side, featuring D. Wilson and Charles Jones, as well as the whole Good Shepherd Music Collective. We hope that you enjoy, and please share with friends.
One, two, ready! Troubled and weary, tired and hurt, hung out on the branches, pushed out in the dirt. You don't have to go it alone. I'll walk with you if you want. Side by side. Side by side. We live in the same world, walking different streets, but I wonder if our paths will meet. Side by side. So maybe we're different from the outside looking in, but I know we want the same thing. We want peace and love in the end. I'm learning, you're learning too.
I'm learning, you're learning too.
I want to hear it from you. Side by side. Side by side.
The song was produced by Tyler Chester and David Gunger. Side by Side is available to stream Friday, June 2nd. We hope that you enjoy this music and check out our new single coming later this month. My name is David Gunger. I hope that you'll stay curious.